Tanya for the 25th day of Cheshvan, Chaf Hei Cheshvan, is the beginning of Siman Lamed Beis, Igeres HaKedesh 32. This is the final letter of this section of Tanya called Igeres HaKedesh, and as the first letter began with the word Baruch, Peschan de Bracha, the last letter also begins with Baruch. The Rebbe Zal Gesundzein points out that just as in the first letter, the Alter Rebbe is extolling the greatness of Aveda in davening, that by proper concentration and focus in davening, we attain great heights in spiritual development. The same is also in this final letter, the Alter Rebbe speaks about the love of God that is expressed in the Kriya Shema, which is also a kavana in davening, and how that expresses itself in the giving of tzedakah through a gabay tzedakah. So the Alter Rebbe is applauding the communities that appointed a gabay tzedakah to gather the tzedakah to make others give tzedakah. Beirach Hashem cheilom upeyo yodom yirtze. May God bless their energies, and the doings of their hands should be acceptable and pleasant to God. Rotzein lohem lefnei Hashem tamid, that what they are doing should be pleasing to God, before God, always. Kayitein v'kayesif Hashem, may God give more of the same, may God increase. La'ameitz libam begibayim, to strengthen the hearts of these gibayim, of those who are strong. V'nodiv al nedivis yakum, and good-heartedness should follow good-heartedness. Lihiyeis godil hamayse b'chol iraminyan, because the maaseh, the one who moves others to give tzedakah, is very great with the chashiv leil tzedakah, and it is itself a tzedakah that there is somebody in charge to make others give tzedakah. The al ha'esenem are tzedkosei medes lo'ad, and the one who gives tzedakah, concerning him it says that his righteousness will stand by him, the schus will stand by him always. Why is it stated in the feminine gender? Aimedes shemekabel hisaydes libe hatohe migodil hamaisen. Because we're talking about two people. We're talking about the one who does the mitzvah, and he is moved and inspired by the one who makes others do mitzvah. There's the eise, and there is the ma'aseh, the one who does the mitzvah, and the one who motivates others to do the mitzvah, gets others to do it. So the one who does the mitzvah in response to the inspiration that was gained or that was received from the ma'aseh, so the one who is doing the mitzvah is the feminine, the recipient, and therefore his tzedakah is a medes lo'ad, it's in a feminine gender. Af al pikein is a medes lo'ad, and in spite of the fact that it is received and not original, yet it remains forever, it is permanent. Pirush shekol hatzdoko v'hachesed sheyisrael esin ve'elam hazeh, all the tzedakah and all the kindness that a Jew does in this world, minidvas libam hatohei, that comes from the generosity of the pureness of their heart, hein heino chayes v'kayomez be'elam hazeh hagashmi ad zman hatchiyah. That charity, that tzedakah, and that kindness lives in this world, in the physical world, until the time of the resurrection. She'oz huzman gilui alikus ve'erein sev baruchu mibechinas seviv kol alman be'elam hazeh. Then, in the time of the resurrection, the godliness that surrounds the world will then be revealed into the world, as we wrote at length in the letter of the previous year. So when in the resurrection the surrounding and encompassing godliness will be revealed into the world, we need to be prepared, we need to be receptive, we need to be a keli to that godliness. Just like the body has to be receptive and prepared to receive the neshama. As it says, the word of God is like fire. Just as fire in this world can only exist when it is contained or attached to a wick, only then can the fire, the flame, remain in the physical. The same is true also with godliness. It's like a flame, and it needs to attach to a wick, which is the body. And the body and the wick, the vessel that can contain godliness, is the attribute of kindness. Which is the generosity and the kindness of the heart. Etc. To give and to offer life to those who don't have of their own, as it says in the Tikkunim, which is a part of the Zohar, and you've prepared, we say of God, that he prepared many bodies to receive the light of the divine attributes. And they are called in this order. The first is called Chesed, which is the right arm, etc., through the list of attributes. The Chol Haguf Nichlal B'Yamin, and the entire body is included in the right side. Well, the right side represents the entire body. The Kach Omar HaPayat Levush Etzidoko, and this is what the Payat, the composer of the liturgy, which we say in the Shemayna Esther of Rosh Hashanah, Levushe Tzedakah, God's garment is Tzedakah. The garment through which we can contain godliness, in which we can envelop godliness, is the garment of Tzedakah. V'zehu Shom Rezal, Eina Tzedakah Mishtalemes, El Lefi HaChesed Shebo. And that's what the sages say. The Gemara in Sukkah, that tzedakah is repaid according to the kindness that it expressed. Shenemar zaru lechem l'tzedakah kitzur l'fi chesed. Plant for yourself tzedakah and harvest kindness. So the harvest, which is the profit of the tzedakah, is the kindness. Shehakotzi hugiwi hazriyat muna ba'oretz. The harvest means that which is revealed after the plants are hidden, the seed is hidden within the earth. So that which is revealed, the end result, the outgrowth of that which is planted, is the harvest. And the harvest of tzedakah is kindness. The kahu hatzedakah v'hachesed sheYisrael esem b'zman ha'golus. So that's the case with the tzedakah and the kindness that Jews do in the time of Golos, hitmunav in esteres adzman atchiyah, it is buried and hidden until the time of the resurrection. Shislabish v'yoyed einen sev baruchu be'elam hazahagashmi, at which time God will be revealed. Infinite godliness will be revealed in this physical world. V'iyu v'gamei yuchat, heim b'chinas hakelim de'eses v'ires da'atzilus, and God is all one, both the light and the body. The light and the vessel are all one in the world of Atzilus. V'kolushkin v'kal v'chem et eden se baruch ha'seviv kol almin ma'ilam v'chinas Atzilus. So that is certainly true of the godliness that is even higher than the world of Atzilus. That in godliness, on that level, it is all one. U'l'fichach nikras tzedakah loshen nekevo tzedkosi medes lo'ad. And that's why tzedakah is referred to in the feminine, like a medes lo'ad, Shemekabel is ha'orem made in Sef Sevev Kol Almin, because it is the receiver, it receives the light of godliness from above. That which surrounds the world, ha'meslabish b'teicha be'elam ha'zahagashmi b'zman ha'tchia, which will be clothed in the tzedakah and in the kindness in the time of the resurrection. So it is the recipient, it is the feminine aspect of godliness, in that it is what receives the surrounding godliness in a pnimius. Aval tzedek lefan of Yahalei chuloshen zachar. We also find tzedakah described in the masculine. He midas hachesed hamisezedes belev ha'odam ha'atzmei. This is the attribute of kindness that comes not in response to someone's inspiring us or someone moving us to a feeling of kindness, but rather a tzedakah that comes from oneself. He motivates himself. How does he motivate himself? By arousing his love for God. In the reading of the Shema, he is moved to cleave to God and to sacrifice himself, to put, completely surrender himself in the word Echod, and that reveals itself or expresses itself in his generosity, that he is willing to give away his money, literally. Me'edcha, the Gemara says, refers to money, to one's wealth. And when a person arouses himself and takes the initiative and moves himself to tzedakah, then then as water reflects the face that is shown to it, it reflects it back. The same is true of the lev. A person's heart causes an equal response in the divine heart, that God responds in similar fashion, that he gives us tzedakah and responds to our tzedakah. And that is that in the time of the resurrection, God will give us that which is beyond us, that which we do not have of our own, which is an act of tzedakah, and that is the surrounding, encompassing godliness that is too great for the physical world now, will be revealed to the physical world in the time of the resurrection. As explained in last year's letter at length. And that's what it means, that tzedakah, or righteousness, goes before him. That it carries, it moves the godliness which is higher than the world of Atzilus, and brings it down into the physical world, and now is the time of harvesting, and no good should be withheld from them. May God do good to those who do good, and to those who are righteous in their hearts. Kinefesh tidushena, these are the wishes of one whose soul seeks your well-being. In the Hayem Yem for the 25th of Cheshvan, Chav Hei Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes that Hashgocho Ha'oyeno brengt Yedin in Zayn Veinot to Lipchizuk Hayahadus V'harbotas HaToyah. The divine providence brings each person to his location, to the place where he lives, with the intention of his strengthening and spreading Yiddishkeit and Torah. Then min akit u'mefazeit vaxt. And this is the principle, that when you plow and plant, then something grows. Then you can harvest.